Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. David is live with us in Illinois. David, you had a couple more comments?
Yeah. Since this started, we discussed it. We're carrying our masks with us whenever we go out again. We have some, they're a lot better than the masks you buy in the, you know, your boxes of them. They're really good. But here's a question I'd like to ask you. Now, the protesters were, the students and all the younger people protesting was in Hong Kong, correct?
I have not followed, so you've got me on
the
line.
Well, here's where I was going with this. A lot of the students and people were protesting there. So they, with this new outbreak, they went and the government was putting up a 1,000-bed hospital there for those people. The protesters went and burned it down.
No, I don't know about that. Wow.
I know
that they were building it, and they expected to have it completed in less than a week, typically, I guess, 5 days, and they were going to build three more. We reported that, but I didn't know they burned it down.
Right. No, not that. That's the ones they're building. This was a building that was separate that they put 1,000 beds to help, you know, these people. And the protesters went in there and burned it down. Now, here's why I brought that up. That's how the younger people are thinking now. So you take that, you bring it over here to the States. You try to get them help. You can't tell them what to do. You know, they're going to do whatever they want to do. Until they don't have food or they don't have water, then they're going to expect somebody else to give it. And when they don't, they're going to come raiding in everybody else's houses, and it's going to be just one big mess problem.
I agree with you. I agree. And we've talked about something like this over the last several months. And I've mentioned I don't know 10 people whom I would have here at the farm who I could absolutely, positively trust to just stand guard, just do one thing. All you have to do is stand guard on that section of the compound. Okay, so four people on, let's say there's four sides to the rectangle of the compound, if that were the case. So all we need is four people to stand guard and have the two-way radios and report if they see any kind of a threat coming our way. That's all they have to do. I don't know 10 people who are around here who would do that, who I could trust to do that. So, you know, I don't feel like doing it. You know, I don't want to do that today. And it's, you know, that's not fair. I mean, those kinds of things. It's a real problem. So I keep hearing from people who have tried, I'm talking about instructors, who have tried to get people together, to work together, and they keep coming back to their phrase is, it looks like I'm going to be a lone wolf. Can you imagine that? I've been an abject failure. I've tried to get people to come. I can't even, you know, I thought, okay, 200 acres, we'll take 100 of it and make it the village for use by the whole village. And 1 acre per person or per family, you buy your own acre and you share the other 100 acres. So 200 acre compound and we all work together. One person was interested, Joanne. And, you know, I only talked about it for a few weeks. Rich Sieben thinks that we should do it. I've tried. I think it's a great idea. Joey thinks we should do it. Miles thinks we should do it. We can't do it. And maybe it's because it's America. Maybe it's because people don't think. Most people in America who are alive today have not been through the Great Depression. Most people have not been through World War I and World War II. They don't know what it's like to be bombed and shelled. They don't know what it's like to live through hardships and eat grass. They don't know. I mentioned got 22s. 22 long rifles is what I'm talking about. And I said, you might have to shoot small things. In the 1950s, there was a drought here in Missouri, right where we are. I wasn't here at the time. There was a drought. And the food supply dried up for wildlife. Every deer, wild turkey was shot for food. Farmers were cutting down trees to try to feed their cows, and they couldn't do it. So a lot of cows were lost, lots of herds were lost, animals were lost, wildlife was shot and killed for food. And so when I say 22, you might have to shoot birds, if there are any left. You might have to shoot squirrels, if you can find one. That's what I'm talking about. That's how bad it can be. You might have to make stew or soup with stones and grass. Stone soup is something that's, you know, kind of a, it's a fairy tale. It's, well, you know, we can make some soup out of stones. We'll just throw some stones in there and some water and heat it up. Maybe we ought to throw in some grass. You get any carrots, let's throw them in there too. So eventually it becomes soup. But I think we are facing a really rough ride in the future. Now, it may not be the coronavirus. It could be the grid. It could be a nuclear meltdown. It could be a war. It could be a chemical attack. I don't know what it is, but I want to be ready for it. And I hope you do too, class. Gwyneth?
Yeah, I can see what you're saying there, and I absolutely agree. And, you know, I was, well, earlier on, I mean, I still would like to keep writing, but the thing is, as I've been looking at my vegetable garden, and I've been saying to myself, this vegetable garden needs work more than my books need work, because in a few months' time, we could be facing a major, well, I think it's actually quite likely here in Australia that we will be facing a major systemic collapse here. And if I've got vegetables growing, then it'll help to feed us. But more than that, I've also put in other plants on this property that I know to be actually really, really fine, edible plants that are vegetables, but most people wouldn't recognize them as being vegetables. Most people would recognize them as being garden plants, okay, or weeds. But I've been, sort of half cultivating them here. And, you know, if anybody wants to find out what such plants are, they can go on the internet and they can look up wildcrafting forage foods. They can look up wildcrafting herbs. So even if a rampaging mob came through here and completely stripped out my vegetable garden, you know, I don't actually think that a lot of people would be able to recognize some vegetables if they saw them growing. I actually think that a lot of people would be that stupid that they actually wouldn't recognize vegetables if they were, you know, not in a properly set out garden setting. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Rich even talks about that.
If you had potatoes planted here and there about underneath your, in your flower bed, they wouldn't necessarily recognize that this was a potato, for example.
That's okay, right.
And if you get a big bag of potatoes, this is what I've been doing. I've been getting big bags of potatoes from the supermarket. I don't know if this will work in America, but it works here. I think they put chemicals on the potatoes in America to retard them from shooting. But they can't do that here in Australia. Those chemicals aren't approved here or something. And so you buy a bag of, like a 5 kilo, 10 kilo bag of potatoes from the supermarket, like a 20 pound bag of potatoes or a 10 pound bag of potatoes. And then you just put it in the back of your cupboard for about a month. And the eyes on the potatoes start growing. and then you take them and you bury them about 6 inches deep in your garden, and they will grow. They will make a potato plant. It's just little things like that. And even like I just bought a bag of potato and then got caught up with other things and, you know, had too many potatoes, and the potatoes started growing in their bags. And instead of throwing them out, I took them out into the garden and planted them. You know? But it's like this. There's other plants as well that people definitely would not recognize as being anything edible. But I know that they're edible, and I've eaten them, and they're actually jolly nice. So even if rampaging mobs, and by the way, if rampaging mobs came through here, there's no way that they would take me by surprise. And they, you know, might have to deal with me and my dogs and Lucille and my projectile firing device. And, you know, my son and I both defending this place. So I think it would probably be a better idea if they went on down the road to somebody else who's a bit easier to root, to raid and loot.
Yeah.
Does that make sense, Vincent?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We've got a gate, and we're going to chain it. And if we've got some people that hop the gate, it'll be terrible. It'll be terrible. So what they need to do is not come and not plan to take things from people who have prepared. They need to prepare for themselves. Because I have I have no use for people who are me first, who are squandering their money going to Disney and the movies and having, you know, golf and, you know, all kinds of fun things, theme parks and squandering their money when they could be preparing, and then they expect that we're going to take care of them. We are not going to take care of them. We're not going to do it. There'll be a shootout at the farm. No question about it. Someone wants to steal from us, there'll be a shootout. Now, if we can help them, we might. But they've got to do something for it. They're just not going to say, I'm hungry. Everybody's hungry. Everybody's hungry. So,
you know
what makes them special? What's that?
I don't think that would work, because I'll tell you why. If they haven't managed to get off their backsides and do something now, then they're not going to be capable of understanding when you say, oh, see this, this has got a spade, and I need a trench to be dug, and I need it to be dug on contour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they wouldn't know what on contour means.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that you know what on contour means, and I know what on contour means. But it would take time, it would take too much precious time to explain to them that, you know, you need to dig it on the flat part of the hill where the hill's going neither up nor down.
Right.
And they would say, well, why do you need to dig it there? And it would raise too many stupid questions that aren't even relevant. You know why you dig a ditch on contour?
Yeah. Then you'd need to use the face
from flowing down the hill.
Yeah, then you'd need to use the face of the shovel for something else, like tuning up this,
right.
This stupid question.
That's right. And then you might have to plant an orange tree.
Mm-hmm.
Or a lemon tree.
Well, we have been telling you.
That's what Darian's saying.
You and David and I
might explain it after the break.
And Norm and Rich and John Reagan, we've all been talking about this for over 8 years now. That you need to prepare, you need to learn, you need to try, you need to buy a farm. It's getting to be really close to being too late. If you haven't done it, you ought to do it, like right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, depending on the numbers you believe, the death rate extrapolations in the United States of America for pneumonia are about 62,000 a year. 62,000 people a year die from pneumonia. And that's what we're talking about. Actually, I think the numbers are probably higher than that. But this coronavirus, I believe, is very, very serious. So our recommendations that you consider talking about in your family tonight. Tonight, not tomorrow, tonight. Do you have bleach? Do you have hydrogen peroxide? Do you have food? Do you have enough, whatever it is, to heat your house through the winter if you need to have it heated? Are you going to allow other people to come into your house? If you have children, are you going to allow them to play with other children? Are you going to allow them into your house? Because you have no idea who they have been in contact with, and you have no idea who their parents or their family has been in contact with. And you have no idea who's on the school bus with them and who they've contacted. What are you going to do to reduce your risk of dying from this or contracting it and passing it on? What are you going to do? So why don't you have that meeting and talk about what you think you need? We've done this in our house every day. Every day we do this. What do we need? What is essential? What are the, would it be nice to have? What do we need to do? What are the chores? What are the tasks? What are the supplies? What are the spare parts? This is what we do every day. And you might want to do that. Instead of going to the movies, turn the TV off. Put those darn cell phones away. David, any comments?
It doesn't matter if it's this particular virus. There's going to be something happen. Something's going to happen. So, I mean, and I don't, and people argue that, oh, you need money to do this and that. We don't hardly get any, have any income at all. And every time I'm out, I get something for the house and make sure I'm stocking up on something. I'm always looking for the deal, the buy. Same thing with ammo.
Okay. Good for you. Good for you. And that is the plan, frugality. And there are the thrift stores. And you can buy things for pennies on the dollar, literally, no question about it. And go for durability, at least in my opinion. That's what we do here. We don't want anything that's going to wear out quickly. And there are things that you don't need. So don't buy the things you don't need. Buy the things you do need. And teach the skills. Here at our farm, if I think that Mrs. Finelli needs to know something that she may not be up to speed on, let's say I just build something new and she hasn't seen it yet. And it's something that, you know, she hasn't helped me finish. And when I finish it, I'll invite the whole family to come on over for a training session. Here's what it is. Here's how it works. And here's what can go wrong. And here are the spare parts you need. And here's what you look at if there's a failure. And here's how you can tell if there's a failure. And here's what you do first, second, third, fourth, and fifth. That's what we do. So everything is a lesson here. Everything is a lesson here. And I'm not the only one that does that. If Mrs. Finelli finds something or the boys find something, any member of our family, if they find something that they think we need to know about, they tell us. They tell us, meaning everybody. Everybody knows. Because if something happens to one of us, the others need to know how to carry on. It's as simple as that. And it's absolutely true. And no, you don't have to buy everything new, and no, you don't have to waste money, and no, you don't have to follow the herd and do what your neighbors are doing, because your neighbors are probably more like the GDP than not like the GDP. So it's lonely. It's really lonely because your neighbors are probably still thinking you're kind of odd because you pay attention to different things from them. And if you don't know the latest sports score, they think there's something wrong with you. Of course, I think the opposite. Well, I think there's something wrong with them. Yes, David.
Yeah. Well, one, I don't go to sports. I don't. We're not involved in the sports. But here's how some of these young people or these other people think. This last trip, I went. I had to buy one thing. Instead, I got ammo. I got everything I could that they had, which they're running low here too in the stores. But when I'm leaving, I'm getting home, bringing everything back. They're like, "What are you planning for the apocalypse?" I'm like, No, I just, I hate going around people.
I do too.
I don't want to be around.
Many, many years ago, I bought some 22s and a 500 packet at the Chinese factory outlet. I think I bought maybe four of them, so 1,000 rounds. And the guy behind the counter said, what are you getting ready to start a war? I said, if I were going to start a war, I wouldn't be using 22s. I was teaching the Boy Scouts how to shoot. We'll be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A short time ago, SpaceX launched another Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral with another 60 little satellites for the company's Starlink internet service.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition, lift off.
The vehicles pitching downrange.
It's the fourth Starlink launch overall, the second this year for the fledgling internet service. The impeachment of President Trump in the Senate moving to what could be an especially contentious phase today as senators begin questioning House impeachment managers and the president's defense lawyers. Senators from both parties will submit written questions to the Chief Justice John Roberts, and Roberts will then read the questions aloud. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something
happening. This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Thank
God, you're
take my...
When you go to
the...
For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Yeah, I'm looking at TalkStream Live and the rankings, and I'm just trying to figure out, what are these other guys talking about, these other guys and gals? What are they talking about? Is it important? I don't know. I can't listen to it all, and I don't listen to the radio. I'm just wondering, what are they talking about that could be more important than you protecting your family and you surviving the threats that are 360 degrees plus top and bottom all around us? Gwyneth, what would you like to share with us today?
Okay. I would like to share what you could do to look after yourself medically during this particular little outbreak or any other outbreak that happens. I I've got a pretty good idea why these Hong Kong students went and burnt down this 1,000-bed hospital. Because I'm pretty sure that the Chinese government was going to import about 1,000 people with the novel coronavirus to Hong Kong for the purposes of giving them medical treatment. And while they were there, they would have passed on that coronavirus all through the Hong Kong population. And that's why the Hong Kongers burnt down that facility. So personally, I say good on them. Because they didn't want 1,000 people with the coronavirus imported into their country. And, you know, here in Australia, we're still accepting flights from China. It's insane. So, you know, school goes back here next week, and they're not closing any schools. There's going to be children who have come straight back from their holidays in China. There's quite a number of schools in Melbourne where half the students come from China, okay? Their families, that is. And a lot of these students, they spend their Christmas holidays with their families in China, and then they come back to Australia, and then they go to school. It's not just me saying it. It's been on Channel 9 News, which is one of the biggest news networks in our country. It's been on Sky News, which is owned by Rupert Murdoch, and it's been on ABC, which is the government propaganda, the Australian ABC, that is, which is the government propaganda channel. And they've all been saying about these students coming back from China and, you know, literally arriving this week and then going back into school next week. So technically, they might still even be in their incubation period for this Wuhan coronavirus. That is a disaster waiting to happen. And, you know, something you're going to have to, not you specifically, but the people in the class might find that they have to deal with their own medical treatment. Because the worst thing that you could do with this coronavirus, even if you suspect that you have it, the worst thing that you could do is go to a hospital. Because, you know, if it is the coronavirus, then your immune system's going to be compromised. You're going to have people breathing out, sneezing, coughing, wheezing, blowing their noses, sweating, and all sorts all around you. That those hospitals are just going to be shedding the coronavirus like you would not believe. And even if you just had a regular common cold and you thought it was the coronavirus and then you went to the hospital thinking that you had the coronavirus, you wouldn't have had the coronavirus before you got there, but as soon as you get there, you're going to be infected with it. So you are going to have to deal with your own medical treatment at home. And I'll share something of what I do here with you, okay? Because this is something that could possibly save people's lives. And it works. But I have to say, this particular cure, I emailed you about this cure earlier on, Vincent. The alcohol cure
Please share it.
I would like to share it. This is a very, very, very old traditional remedy. It's from every culture on the earth. The Irish have this remedy. The Greeks have this remedy. The Japanese and the Chinese have this remedy. And it works wherever people use it, okay? As soon as you get the...
Did we just lose? Okay. All right, you just dropped out for a second, so please start over.
Oh, sorry. What was that? Would you like me to repeat
Yes, you just dropped out. Please repeat.
Okay. If you're an alcoholic or a drug addict, you should not use this cure. If you have liver or kidney problems, you should use this cure with extreme caution. Now, that said, I have got NAFLD, and I have used this cure, but I've monitored myself through it, okay? So I'm not, and my NAFLD, because most of the time I eat really, really healthy food, it's under control, okay? But if you've got something like active fatty liver disorder, that's what NAFLD is, fatty liver disorder, or any other sort of pancreatic or kidney or liver, you've got to be aware of what you're doing. But if for regular people who are not alcoholics, this cure works, and it works pretty well every time. As soon as you get the symptoms of a cold or a flu developing or a fever, what you do is you get a bottle of hard liquor, and you get drunk with however much hard liquor it will normally take you to get drunk, okay? And you basically drink yourself to the time when you're, happy and, inebriated. And then you go and sleep it off, okay? So you don't drink yourself to unconsciousness. You just drink yourself to the fact where you're intoxicated. And then you go to bed and you go to sleep. You wake up in the morning, and I did this last year when I had a really, really serious flu developing, and I thought, oh, crud, I'm going to be in big trouble if I don't do something quick. And I remembered what my friend Nick the Spartan had said, and he told me about this cure, and I remember other people telling me about it, and so I said, right, I'm going to do that. So I went out and bought myself a bottle of vodka, and I got drunk. And I woke up the next morning and I was about 50% better. So the day wore on and it got to be about, 4 p.m. in the afternoon. And I had another 6 or 8 shots of vodka, got myself drunk again. Woke up in the morning and I was about 75% better. And I did that for about 3 or 4 days running. But by the time I got to day 4, my liver was really beginning to feel it. And so I said, right, I'm not going to do that again. Okay? But I got 90% better from a very, very serious flu that was I knew was going to take me down for weeks. And I was rid of it in 4 days, 90% rid of it within 4 days by doing that cure. And to give it a bit of an extra boost, what I do is I soak, I get medicinal herbs that I grow here, like, for instance, garlic, calendula officinalis, that's marigold, and I grow onions, and I grow various other sorts of medicinal herbs. And you can do your own research. There's a whole long list of them. You can use sage, you can use rosemary, you can use echinacea. The only one that you really can't use is anything in the Artemisia family. So any of the wormwoods, you should not do that because they really, you'll make something called absinthe, okay, which is actually pretty poisonous and it kills your brain cells. And it'll definitely kill your liver if you get into the habit of drinking absinthe. And it'll kill you within probably a couple of years of drinking it. And that's made by soaking wormwood in alcohol. So you shouldn't do that. But any other herb, you can soak it in alcohol, medicinal herb, that is, okay, and you will make a pretty effective cough mixture. And you can take that, even if you have just a regular sore throat or a slight cough, you take a shot of it and you gargle it, okay? And you swish it around in your mouth and then you swallow it. And if you do that just like 2 or 3 times a day, then your sore throat will be gone within a day. Something that would normally absolutely take you down. So this is the purpose. This is why you should maybe make friends. You know, maybe not too much, but in a collapse situation, the local moonshiners down the road, you could maybe arrange a deal with them where they provide you with hard liquor and you provide them with medicine. That's a possible solution, because probably they don't know how to make this sort of medicine, and probably that they are going to be facing the same sort of issues as all the rest of us face. With the exception that people who drink a lot of hard liquor hardly ever get sick, because the alcohol in the system just kills all the germs and viruses and bugs and, you know, pathogens, worms and all the rest of it. And I'm not saying that people should regularly drink hard liquor. I'm absolutely not saying that, because it will destroy your liver. And you'll die within a few years if you get into the habit of drinking hard liquor. But it does have its purpose and its use. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yes, it is. Yes, it does. And when you talk about taking alcohol and soaking, in not person, but soaking, let's say, leaves or making tinctures with alcohol, you're not talking about rubbing alcohol. You're talking about, and we got to make sure that everyone understands.
No, I'm talking
we
about
are talking
things
about,
like gin and whiskey and vodka and,
right.
And stuff
right.
like that. Not rubbing
right.
alcohol.
And when I make it,
okay.
when I make a tincture of cayenne pepper, I'll use vodka, and I will take fresh. Yeah, I'll take fresh cayenne peppers and other very hot peppers and some garlic, fresh garlic, and crush it, put it in a mash, if you will, with vodka. And I'll put it in a jar that's filled almost completely. I put it in a cabinet, shake it a couple times a day, and 30, 60 days later, you have a tincture. You can filter it with a coffee filter. But we are talking about vodka. We're talking about gin. So for my tinctures, I use vodka. Do not use alcohol.
You can use gin.
Yes, you can. I don't.
Hard liquor.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
I just use I use vodka. But do not use rubbing alcohol. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Just a quick update. So the Chinese are having a protective mask and a protective suit shortage in Wuhan. New York City is their shops are facing a face mask shortage about the coronavirus, because of the coronavirus. And a couple months ago, I was at a thrift store, and they couldn't wait for people to buy surgical masks. So they were selling them for 5 cents a piece. So, you know, I bought a couple boxes. You know, how many in a box? I don't know. 500. Unbelievable. But so preparedness is having what you need before you need it. Very quick thought. I just bought a copy of the Illustrated Encyclopedia of Healing Remedies by C. Norman Shealy. That's Dr. Shealy. And you can buy one for about $5. I think I paid $5 and a couple pennies. Shipped, hardcover, today. I bought one today. And so you may want to get that. They're on eBay. They're used. It's an encyclopedia. It's about 500 pages. And you may want to get one. Here's one, $3.99 plus $3.25 shipping. See if you can get it in the hardcover. It doesn't say hardcover or softcover unless you actually look at the listing or the offer. So if you can get it in hardcover, great. If you have to get it in paperback, that's okay too. Okay, 500 pages. It's a coffee table book. You need this book. If you're only going to buy one book, that is the book. David, any comments?
You know, that's one of the things that people should make sure they really get is first aid equipment, because they may have to stay in the house and not be able to do nothing. You know, and them books are going to help tremendously. That's if they read them and go do what's advised.
Yeah. Yeah, turn off the TV, turn off the cell phone, sit down and open the book and read it cover to cover. Turn every single page, commit some of it to memory so you know where it is, when you need it, and you'll have a head start. You have a head start on what to do when you have this problem, whatever this problem may be. Absolutely. I think you need to consider this. This is probably, if you're only going to buy one book for your entire life, this is the one to get. The Illustrated Encyclopedia of Healing Remedies by C. Norman Shealy, S-H-E-A-L-Y-M-D. Okay? Don't get the I don't know if it's available on, you know, like a PDF, but you want one with pages. Gwyneth, your thoughts?
Okay, I would absolutely advise having a library of medical books. I would like to get that book. I would like to get Dr. Shealy's books. I have other medicinal books here, books on anatomy, books about herbs, books about medicine. That is one that is on my shopping list. That's one that I want, definitely. And also, I don't know if he's put out an encyclopedia of illnesses. I don't know if he's made a book like that.
I have
an encyclopedia of illnesses, you know, which is, mm-hmm. is rather handy. And I found it in a thrift shop one day. It was just sort of sitting there. So I said, oh, you're coming. No, hang on. That was in a deceased estate that I bought once. And so that, instead of going on the market store, that went on my bookshelf. So that was a handy thing. I would advise people go out and buy from their nursery seedlings of medicinal herbs, especially calendula officinalis. If you can only buy a few, I would buy calendula and I would buy comfrey. And I would buy garlic. I would make sure. And you can get garlic from the supermarket, bags of garlic cloves, okay? You can divide up the cloves and you can plant them in your garden and they will grow in season, okay, when it's the right season. And if it's cold, you can get a plant pot and you can fill it with potting mix, and you can grow garlic inside in a sunny window in the winter if you're in an area where it's all snowy outside. And then if you become ill, then you can even just get a clove of garlic out of your garden, pull it out, wash it off, and chew it, and that will be a real beneficial help, okay, to you. I just need to mention one last thing, okay, about the whole alcohol thing. If you don't have time to do the alcohol thing, you can boil the herbs in water, okay, and it'll be almost as good if you make a herbal tea. But you should still have the bottle of alcohol on hand, and you should put a shot of alcohol into the herbal tea, because the alcohol opens up the blood vessel. And it's an adjuvant to just about every other chemical out there, okay? So if you take your herbal medicine with a shot of alcohol in the medicine, then the medicine will work better. And they even do that with cough syrup. Ethanol in the cough.
Okay. David, thank you. Gwyneth, thank you.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.